Come on now, gather round, glad you could join us. Spreading some love to start your morning. No shame in my game, I just wanna praise his name. Living free but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save. My life to save.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Life Unapologetic with Athena. Thank you for all my listeners who listen and support my podcast regularly. Thank you to all of the new listeners. I pray that you both enjoy and grow as a result of the content of this show. I'm so grateful to have this platform. I'm so grateful to be able to record now for the first time in 2021, y'all. I want to shout out the Spiritual Growth Academy for staying with me. Those who are part of the Spiritual Growth Academy, I'm super excited for all that God is going to do in the year 2021 of the Spiritual Growth for the Spiritual Growth Academy. And if you don't know what the Spiritual Growth Academy is, let me tell you. I'm gonna put a link in the show notes of this episode and go check out the landing page for the Spiritual Growth Academy. It is a phenomenal space for new Christians and old Christians and babes in Christ and the mature and those seeking spiritual maturity. It is definitely a place that facilitates all that you need to know the Lord. I'm really excited about this episode because it's the first one, like I said, created for the new year 2021. Wow, time has flied. But also, it's an honest look into my own personal struggle with balance as it pertains to my walk with Christ this year, you guys. 2020 definitely brought some challenges with balance. Now, with that said, in seeking Holy Spirit on getting back into a healthy spiritual place, I have been led into identifying my spiritual seasons, but also becoming aware of spiritual seasons as a whole. And, you know, just being on this journey and seeking the Spirit of God on my spiritual season, it just has allowed me to recognize and realize so many things. This episode is possibly an episode that may lead into series. I'm not sure. As I'm learning so much about my current season and what it looks like to navigate through it with dependence on the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I don't know, but I would like my audience to walk with me on this current journey and wherever it might lead. I really like dealing with things that I'm actually dealing with in the time that I'm dealing with them. Sometimes, you know, God's put you on silence and you kind of have to walk through things alone and then share. But a lot of other times it's good for others to walk with you on your journey just to show your humanness, your vulnerability, and your transparency. So I pray that you get insight as I have on seasons, and I pray that as we talk about spiritual seasons, that there's a perspective shift. So I've broken this episode into topics, and with that, I want to look at 10 laws of seasons, 10 laws of the seasons in life that we go through. Listen, this has been everything for me in my journey. I think we all get thrown things in life that either catapult us into seasons of growth and positive directions, or seasons that we're just playing out unprepared for and we get derailed. I can raise my hand. I, for one, attest and say that this last season of 2020 was a complete season of derailment. And what was interesting about this whole derailment situation I walked through is that it wasn't necessarily things that were bad. It was things that were disguised as blessings. And as these things that were disguised as blessings I walked into, it just brought a lot of different calculated distractions. And if I was listening to the Spirit of God, these things, these distractions would have had no place. But because a lot of the decisions I made in 2021 that weren't sinful, that weren't in a sense bad, they still ended up taking me off course. Now, let me say this. I can't blame it on the enemy. while he has done a lot and while he has his hands in a lot of times, and while anytime we seem to get derailed or lack of clarity, we want to blame it on Satan. And while he may play so many parts in many things that we all may experience, we just have to be true self-evaluators. Like, we have to stop and do some self-evaluations and come to real conclusions to the what, why, when, and where. That was something really big for me. As we closed out 2020, me and my husband had just the amazing blessing to go to Hawaii, and there was so much time to just reflect, to just get clear, to just be still. And some of the things that I began to ask the Spirit of God, I just broke them down to what, why, when, and where. Now, listen, I have started this process of identifying what was the thing that initiated my derailment. You know, Holy Spirit, like, I could come up with so many excuses, and I can come up with so many ideas of how I got derailed, how I got from a space of consistency with you. But I said, Holy Spirit, I need you to show me what was that thing. How do I identify that one thing that initiated my derailment? I asked him the question of why. Why was it so instrumental and successful in my derailment? Like, what was that thing that I said yes to? What was that thing that caught my eye that I began to run after? What was that thing that took my eyes off of you? Man, I think of Peter and how when they were in the storm and he saw Jesus and he said, Jesus, is that if that's you, bid me to walk to you, right? Walk on water to you. If you're walking on water in all of this chaos, if it's really you, Father, my faith is so great that bid me to come to you. I know I'll be able to walk on that water. And he did. So God, what was it that took my eyes off of you that was so instrumental and successful? What was that thing? And why? Why? I needed to know what, and I needed to know why. And I also asked, when did it take its effect and where did it leave me? What was that thing? Why was it so successful? And when did it have this ultimate effect on me? Those were the very questions I have found in my studies of seasons. The what, why, when, and where. I want to look at the topic that I have learned on seasonal rhythms. Each of us experience repeated cycles in life that are based on seasons we see in nature. This also reminds me of the reality of not only do we have physical senses, but we also have 5 spiritual senses, y'all. And I've talked about this before. I'm not sure if it was in the Spiritual Growth Academy or in one of my podcast episodes, but I always talk about the 5 spiritual senses because so many things, almost everything that is good and that is wholesome mimics the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. But we know also that the enemy mimics the kingdom of God, and it's always distorted, and it's always with the foundation of a lie. What I found as it relates to our 5 spiritual senses is that the connection to our 5 spiritual senses have the ability to help us fully understand how to operate in an awareness of our spiritual seasons. When we're aware of our spiritual seasons, what I've learned is that we're connected to the Spirit of God in such a way that it allows our perspectives to shift in a way necessary so that we can properly navigate through the unctioning of the Holy Spirit. I believe for me, and I don't know if you can attest, but because of the disconnect, I haven't been able to operate effectively through my spiritual seasons. And so what I found as a result of not being able to navigate effectively or even have the full understanding of spiritual seasons, that it has resulted in symptoms physically, right? It's resulted for me in frustration. It's resulted in me in a wrong disposition, wrong attitudes, wrong actions, wrong responses, things that are just not the way God would have me to be, ways that are not the way that God would have me to act. And so as I began to see God on the why, what, when, and where, and to truly gain a perspective and an understanding on spiritual seasons and everything in between, it's really allowed me to see that to know my spiritual seasons and to identify the spiritual season that I'm in really will bring a new, fresh perspective on this year of 2021. Now, listen, we're all familiar with seasonal rhythms, and we all have sure been through each one, like winter, spring, summer, fall. We've all experienced it, and I think we all have a preference. I don't know about you, but summer's mine. I love the heat. I hate being cold. I love just the time of summer. It's like a time of rest and relaxation. It's a time when you do things with your family. It's a time when school is out and maybe things are coming to a close. It's just a great time. So summer is definitely a preferable season for me. And I know that summer comes around like clockwork, just like any other season. Now, with that said, Holy Spirit has taught me that in every natural aspect of my natural seasons, the physical things that I experience in these natural seasons, there's a mirrored spiritual aspect to that that oftentimes we miss due to a lack of knowledge. And I just thinking of not fully understanding my seasons and not fully having a concept of seeking God within seasons and walking through every day understanding in this day of 2021, I'm currently in this season, and this is the expectation, and these are the things that could happen, and these are the things I should be doing in this season. It brought to my remembrance the word of God in Hosea 4:6. It says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." Now, what I found in putting this scripture into proper context, I believe context is everything, is that our hope in the things that we are promised by God gets shattered due to our own misguided perspectives. Listen, as the Spirit of God really began to let that sit for me, I began to really see how being misguided in the things that we know or not know, in the things that we don't have the proper context on, it really begins to lead to both a spiritual and physical death. We see this with Adam and Eve. We see how the enemy was able to misguide the perspective of Eve, and Eve then misguided the perspective of Adam, and it shattered the process. They were completely derailed, and it brought physical and spiritual death, literally, literally. We see that at times the suffering that springs up from shattered dreams of a life cycle are sometimes and most of the times from a lack of knowledge. I mean, if we look at the world today, the world is operating off of a lack of knowledge. They're operating in ignorance. All of these negative decisions that are being made, I know for me, as a Christian and as someone who can hear from God, just like anyone else, that when we truly tap in, we see that the lack of knowledge is definitely resulting in all of these physical actions. Now, what the question for this episode is how much of a lack of knowledge in our spiritual seasons are we operating from? This is why a full understanding, I believe, is not just our five spiritual senses and the importance of that in understanding and relating to spiritual seasons, but I also believe that spiritual gifts and the access we have through a relationship with the Holy Spirit is important. I believe that not only can we understand our spiritual seasons, not only can we navigate through the Spirit of God through these seasons effectively, but we also, just like the awareness of our five spiritual senses, have to have an awareness of the gifts of God. God provides us the opportunity to tap into the gifts through the Spirit, through Holy Spirit. And it's in tapping into these gifts that we're able to do things supernaturally in such a divine way. I also believe that God, in these seasons that we walk through, is trying to bring the reality of the gift set, the gift and the skill sets that we have to carry out purpose on the earth. And God is trying to bring us to a place to fully understand this concept. Think about it. In winter, we are all aware of or have a full understanding of the preparation needed for winter. We know that our attire changes. And the way that we move in that natural season changes. We also know when summer comes around, we're ready with full plans of sun and fun, or fun in the sun. So how much more awareness do we have to have, and how much more planning do we have to have, and how much more different forms of action do we have to take with our spiritual seasons? So let's look at some seasons and how that can be related spiritually. I love this part. So the first one that I took notes on was spring. In spring, it's a beginning and an exciting time of opportunities. Oftentimes in spring, there's an anticipation for the future, right? These new beginnings, these exciting opportunities. Maybe someone's fresh out of college and they're going into their career, or maybe someone's fresh coming out of proposal and being fiance down and going into marriage. Maybe there's a fresh new opportunity to purchase a home or a car. There's all of these opportunities and just that anticipation that comes with it. This is spring, y'all. In spring, seeds are planted in this time. You can plant seeds in so many ways, I'm learning, in different seasons. And it's in spring that the seeds that we plant take root and mature during our summer labor. The seeds that we plant in our springtime, the seeds that we plant through anticipation, the seeds that we plant through opportunities and new beginnings, these seeds begin to mature during our summer labors. I love summer, but it's in summer that the harvest takes place. And as we labor in our summer seasons, based on the things that we've been introduced in spring, we begin to produce harvest in the fall. And then reaping takes place. I love this because not only is it spring that brings anticipation and new things and new beginnings, and not only is it that summer, right, brings maturity and nurturation and maturation and cultivation, but then everything draws to a close in winter. These are the cycles that I've noticed as I've been studying seasons and paralleling them to spiritual seasons. Now, listen, when we look at this season of spring, there's such a light, airy feeling about it. New beginnings, opportunity, anticipation for good things, right? In the natural, it could be a new job or opportunity, a relationship, or relocation. I've experienced that. While those things may be taking place in the natural, we oftentimes miss what is or needs to be looked at that's being taken place in the spiritual realm. Leaving this part of who we are and what we are responsible for uncultivated. Now, I can say for 2021, that was me. In 2021, although there were all of these new beginnings, although there was all of this anticipation for these new opportunities, the things that mirrored in the spirit, the things that were necessary in the spirit to make these things in the physical successful and sustainable, I totally missed it. I didn't cultivate in the spirit what was necessary to sustain the things in the physical. My God, help me, Holy Spirit, to talk through this episode. Now, while spring is about potential, it's about promise and possibility, it's when seeds are planted that later emerge full grown and produce a harvest. It's a time of beginnings, right? Spring can be invigorating. We can lose sight of the need to manage and maintain spiritually for sustainability in the seasons to come. I wrote those notes because I didn't want to lose that thought that the Spirit of God gave, and I want to repeat that note. Spring can be invigorating. I mean, some of the opportunities that I got really lit this fire of feeling needed, really lit this fire of being challenged, really lit this thing in me where I was in my element. And while I was feeling this invigoration of opportunity, I completely lost sight of the need to manage and maintain my spiritual self, my spiritual needs, my spiritual responsibilities so that I could have sustained through that season. And let me tell you, I came crashing down at the end of the season in 2020 completely. Now, I want to look at summer because this is a season that God has me in right now, a summer season. Summer's a time of growth and maturity, right? We're maturing and we're growing. The seeds we plant during spring mature into full-size plants in the warmth of summer. Summer is the season of work. When we invest the time and effort required to become good at what we do both naturally and also spiritually, we then have the ability to grow and to prosper. We walk in into purpose. If summer is done right, if summer is cultivated and reaped the right way, we can just walk straight into purpose. What seeds have you planted and what missed opportunities have you sown in your spring season? I wrote that question. What seeds have you planted or what missed opportunities to sow happened in your spring season? There were so missed opportunities in my spring season. There were so many opportunities to seek God in my spring season that unfortunately for my summer season, it wasn't fun walking into. And now that I'm in it and I'm beginning to understand, I try not to look back and be disappointed in myself, but I thank God for reflection. Now let's look at autumn. Autumn is the season of harvest. After seeds have been sown in our spring and plants have matured in our summer and fruit has ripened, autumn produces the reward of our labors. Wow. How many of us does this help? How many of us does this help to know that if I'm in a spring season, I should be planting. I should be nurturing these seeds that I'm planting with expectation of the things that God has set up for me in my future. This is preparation. This is work. Proverbs talks so much about preparation and work. Proverbs talk so much about looking at the ants and how they work, looking at the bees and how they work. They work to prepare for upcoming seasons because they know that this season is a season of work and this season is a season of rest and this season is a season to enjoy. And yet we as humans who have such an intellect don't operate in preparing for various seasons, in understanding various seasons. I love this. Autumn is the season when we reach the apex. The apex could be looked at as full maturity of a particular stage in life. Come on, y'all. That's good. Autumn is the season in which we reach whatever apex, whatever climax, whatever top of wherever we should be. The full maturity of a thing in any particular stage of life. Have we really reached the apex of our seasons? Have our ministries, have our businesses, have our relationships reached the apex of maturity? Or has it been squandered because we just didn't know? We just didn't understand. So I just thank God just for his loving kindness. I want to wrap up with looking at winter. Winter is a season of winding down. Winter is a season of withdrawment. Winter is a season of retreat and of closure. Activities, responsibilities, and relationships draw to a close in winter. Now, I often say I hate winter. I hate the natural winter, y'all. I live in Northern California, and the natural winter is cold. The natural winter is wet. And then we get this wind shear, y'all, that makes what's already a cold environment and situation into an even colder environment and situation. It's in winter that this is the time of endings of a thing. It's also a period of rest. Like in winter is where you really feel your body going into this hibernation mode. Like one of the things that I do love about winter is that the cold provides an opportunity to light my fireplace. I love a cozy blanket, a fire, a good movie or book, and something to snack on. Like for me, that's everything. Winter can also be looked at a time of restoration and reflection. Like that's so real. Like it's in these winter seasons where we can just wrap in a blanket and just sit still and listen to the rain and think and reflect and ponder. It also can be a time of solitude, right? Because a lot of the hustle and bustle of life in the winter season slows down. And so with that slowing down, you have time to just reflect, relax, and relate. Before we enter our next seasons of spring, we must first navigate winter. However, once winter passes, another spring is at the doorstep. And one thing that I recognize in my walk, in my lack of knowledge of spiritual seasons and natural seasons, is that I haven't been prepared for my following spring because I haven't understood my winter. I haven't been prepared for my summer because I didn't understand my spring. I didn't get prepared or facilitate the things in summer that would prepare me for autumn because I didn't understand my summer. And then my winter, I'm completely unprepared. So there's no way I'm ready to walk into my spring. I pray that this has helped y'all. The seasons of life progress through a particular sequence, y'all. Like clockwork, it comes around 360 degrees. Spring always precedes summer. Summer precedes winter. And winter always follows autumn. The pattern stays constant and consistent. I pray that we begin to seek God for consistency. I pray that we begin to seek God for discipline. And I pray that we begin to seek God for understanding, for knowledge, for divine wisdom and guidance through our spiritual seasons. I pray that this episode has blessed y'all. I'm going to say this. This episode was a struggle for me. I've been trying to record this episode over and over. I've just been feeling so out of it just because I hadn't been preparing. And so I thank Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for walking me through this, dude. You just rock. Listen, that's how I get down with Holy Spirit. I pray that this blesses y'all. I pray that it gives you some insight into the season that you're in currently. Maybe some preparation for the season that you're going to go in. Maybe if you identify that you're in a summer, right? That let's say this. If you're in a spring, then you know your summer's coming. If you're in a summer, you know your winter's coming. If you're in a winter, you know your autumn's coming. And so, you know, knowing the things to expect within these seasons can help you to prepare. And just look at some of the things that happen naturally in these seasons for you and see how you can prepare spiritually. Holy Spirit really wants to help us walk through these spiritual cycles of seasons. I believe that God wants us to learn how to seek him throughout our seasons. I believe that the sons of Issachar had it all figured out because they could tell the changing of the time spiritually. And because they could see the signs and the changing of the times and the seasons, that they could lead nations of people into the right direction. The word of God speaks about how nations would come to the sons of Issachar to know the proper timing and the direction that they should go. When you think of farmers, they know about the importance of seasonal change and how it will relate to the crops, how it will relate to the stage of the work that they need to be in. My God, help us today, God. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to just know about our spiritual seasons. We thank you that you love us enough to continue to give us insight on how to be better. Father, we ask that you would just reveal to us the season that we're currently in. Father, we ask that you would reveal to us how to navigate and operate and to seek you within that season. And Father, we also know that some seasons run so closely together that it can seem like we're both in a summer and a winter, Father. Father, in those times where things are so fast-paced, Father, those things that were moving, Father, at supernatural pace, Father God, that you would just give us clarity, that you would give us stability, and that you would give us the insight and the fortitude to carry out the things within the season that are required. Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We ask that you make us better day in and day out. In the name of Jesus, amen, y'all. All right, until next time, y'all. I'll talk to you soon. Bye now.